In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we began last Sunday, the season of Septuagesima, the Septuagesima Sunday devoted itself to the virtue of humility, that necessary virtue that opens us up to all of the other virtues, that then gives us the ability to listen to the Word of God, about which our Lord speaks in our Gospel today. The Word of God and the parable falling in various places and bearing various degrees of fruit. The Lord speaks in this way as he himself quotes from sacred scripture and the prophets, recognizing that people would not fully understand because it would take time for them to fully understand. But the apostles themselves, as he himself also makes clear, are able to hear the Word of God. They are able to have the mysteries unfolded to them. And so it is for us as well. The spiritual life, brothers and sisters, is a difficult one. In each and every age, it requires sacrifice from us. And while I indeed have spent a great deal of energy reminding us of the world in which we particularly live, in the final analysis, it makes no difference one way or the other. Whether these are good times in which it is easy for us to live our Catholic lives, or whether it is now, as we know, a time of difficulty and strife, we know what it is we need to do and how we need to go about doing it. God has provided everything for us. There's nothing left to chance. And so our failure or our successes really come down to the degree to which we choose to cooperate with the grace of God and to allow the Word of God to literally take root in our heart. Of course, as our Lord himself speaks, this Word that is sown are not only those things that come forth from the mouth of God, the teachings that the Lord imparts to his faithful. It is he himself, the living Word, that we must take inside of our hearts and allow it to bear fruit 10, 50, and 100-fold. But as the parable itself unfolds, it reminds us, and indeed in truth throughout our lives, we are one or more at any given time these people who upon hearing the Word of God simply do not allow the Word of God to enter into our hearts. The hard ground to which the Lord makes reference are those souls that are frivolous, dissipated, open to all distractions, humors, and curiosities. A phrase that has often been bantered around is we need to stay in our own lanes. Don't worry about all the things that are swirling around you. Don't poke your nose in someone else's tent. Stay focused on the things that belong to you and the life to which God has called you. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in curiosities. How many hours have we wasted sitting in front of the computer, scrolling from one story to the next, only to realize that not only have we received no new knowledge, certainly nothing that truly has transformed and lifted up our souls, but we wasted time that we simply cannot get back, time that would have been better spent thinking and contemplating the things of God. The Word of God in this manner simply cannot permeate hearts that find themselves so easily distracted, so easily knocked off course by all of these extraneous realities. The stony ground is the superficial souls, which a shallow layer of good earth. But when difficulties come along, it's easily blown away, most especially by the winds of passion. And again, we see this happening in so many ways in the life of Holy Mother Church. So many things are based on how I feel, and God is reduced not in his objectivity as to who he actually is, but to those emotions and things about which I believe in my passions. I feel it so deeply. Well, in truth, no one really cares how deeply you feel it, because your deep feelings do not change or transform truth. And in truth, those deep feelings, that zeal, should be directed toward the things of God and not merely to venting your own passions and venting your own spleen. All of these things are given over to God. The ground covered with thorns, of course, are those preoccupied with worldly things, pleasures, material interests, and affairs. And how easy, again, it is to get caught up in the things of men, because at times they are enticing, and they are titillating, and they are interesting. Because oftentimes we have the attention span of a gnat. We flit from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to keep ourselves excited and engaged. And so we get caught up in all of these things in the world. And who doesn't like material things? Who doesn't like pleasures and ease? But the life of God in Christ The true life that we are called to lead requires sacrifice from us. It might not always be materially profitable, and it may not always be pleasurable, but it will always be joyful, and it will always bring peace. This is something that modern men simply cannot accept, and in truth, if we're honest, we know we struggle with this as well. Wanting to surround ourselves to craft a world that is free from anything that might make my life difficult or unnecessarily hard. And while on a natural level one cannot begrudge one's wanting to do that, in doing so and pursuing that as a life, the word of God is choked off in the midst of these thorns. And the very joy and peace that you're truly seeking will never be realized because you've chosen the wrong way and the wrong direction. Of course, as our parable concludes, both in the Lord's telling and then in the Lord's explanation, is the seed that falls on good ground. Those who hear the word of God and indeed hear it, those who listen to what is said and prepare themselves, especially their hearts, to receive this gift from God. And brothers and sisters, that's what we are doing. Every day truly is a journey to open our hearts up to the manifold graces that God bestows upon us. These days in the season of Septuagesima, leading to the celebration of Ash Wednesday and the beginning of our Lenten journey, are allowing us to prepare ourselves so that our hearts might truly be open through the disciplines we undertake to receive the word of God and then to journey with him. And that journey always involves the cross. One of our great kind of unknown spiritual writers in the modern age is Monsignor Charles Pope. You may have come across his writings, most especially in Catholic publications, the National Catholic Register, for example, or Catholic World Report. And Monsignor Pope is a prolific writer about the nature of being Catholic in the world. He wrote a rather pointed article many years ago, before all of the darkness in which we find ourselves now has come to pass, saying that Catholics, Christians in general, Catholics specifically, simply do not know how to suffer. We've lost the ability to carry the cross. And in that way, we've become like so many men in the modern world. And how true that actually is. Why so much emphasis on the cross? Why something so sad and dour? Because this is the manner of salvation. And if we are to take on the life of Christ, we must take on every aspect of the life of Christ. Not only those that we like that are easy or simple. Yes, God is indeed a God of love. That love makes itself manifest in sacrifice, the shedding of his blood and the gift of his body. So to say that God is love and then to absence that love from the mystery of the cross is to empty it of its content and its power. And so if we are to hear the word of God and truly allow our hearts to be filled with this so that the soil of our souls is properly tilled to do that which God requires of us, the cross will be there prominently. But there will be no fear or doubt or anxiety as we brace that cross. Instead, we will recognize that God is providing us yet again a beautiful concrete opportunity to live our lives in the manner in which he has called us to live them. Whatever else swirls around us, whatever material pleasures and things are set before us, whatever ephemeral things might blow us here and there, we must always seek first, last, and always this relationship with the Lord. That means, again, now is the time to prepare yourselves, that you not be caught off guard when our Lenten journey begins, that you give concrete thought as to what disciplines you will undertake, what areas in your life need to be purified? What sacrifices, what crosses, even at this precise moment, have you chosen to set aside instead of picking up those crosses and embracing them with joy? These are not rhetorical questions, brothers and sisters. You must ask them with the Lord and then allow him to answer them for you and then resolve, as he himself did, to set your face to Jerusalem, to pick up that cross and to die with the Lord, knowing that in doing so, you will actually live with him. There are many times when I find myself in my own prayer life wondering, am I truly convicted of the very things that I preach? When I look sometimes how easily I give in to the things of the world, how easily I grumble against God because my life isn't easy or pleasurable, how oftentimes I eschew the little sacrifices to which God calls me because they are inconvenient and they aren't timely. And then I am drawn short, because if I believe what I'm preaching, then I have to practice what I preach. What kind of shepherd can I be if I myself excuse myself easily from the very things I am joining you to do as well? And so this is a journey that we all undertake. I stand before you not a perfect practitioner, far from it, but instead one who will be with you in this journey. But let's be clear, even when we fail, the truth remains the same. Our failures, our refusal to pick up the cross, our inability to allow the Word of God to truly transform us, doesn't mean that our actions then lead to simply dismissing the Word of God. We must double and triple our efforts, always knowing that His mercy is there to give us the strength to yet turn again to Him. And so here we are yet again, standing before the living God, preparing ourselves to be nourished in body and in soul by receiving the Word Himself. Let us pray that our hearts indeed are good ground at this moment and in the weeks and months and years to come, that as we hear the Word of God, and most especially receive the living Word of God, it may truly bear fruit in our lives and be transformative for the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.